For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping, accompanied by his wife Peng Liyuan, has arrived in London for a state visit to Britain at the invitation of Queen Elizabeth II. The couple were greeted at Heathrow Airport by Viscount Hood on behalf of the Queen and also by British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond. In a written statement upon arrival, President Xi says China attaches great importance to growing relations with the United Kingdom and that to deepen the China-UK relationship is in the fundamental interest of both countries and peoples. As this year marks the start of the second decade of the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries, President Xi says he hopes to have an in-depth exchange of views with British leaders on bilateral relations and major international and regional issues. President Xi's state visit, which will conclude on Friday, is the first by a Chinese president since 2005. Besides London, Xi Jinping is also scheduled for a trip to Manchester. The latest figures show a record number of visitors from China are coming to Britain. Reports from the British Tourist Authority say the number of visits from China to Britain in the year's second quarter increased 35% from the same period last year. Compared with the first 6 months of 2015, the number of visits was up a record 28%. The Chinese and British governments have also signed a new memorandum of understanding recently to hold annual talks on tourism with the China National Tourism Administration. China's top legislature is scheduled to discuss a proposal concerning the approval of the AIIB agreement at a session from October 30th to November 4th. The Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank is a China-initiated multilateral development institution tasked with financing infrastructure construction across Asia. It's been signed by 53 out of the 57 founding members as of October 9th. China's central government has appointed Yu Dabo as the commissioner of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in the Macau Special Administrative Region. Yu replaced Hu Zhengyue, who had served as commissioner in Macau since 2011. Canada's Liberal Party, led by Justin Trudeau, has won the country's general election. Early results show that the party had swept all seats in four Atlantic provinces and scored well in Ontario and Quebec provinces. The 43-year-old Trudeau, son of the former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, will succeed Stephen Harper as Canada's new Prime Minister. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is said to be nearing a decision on whether or not to enter the 2016 presidential race. Sources close to Biden say a decision is expected within the next 48 hours. Biden has been contemplating a presidential run for months and has delayed announcements several times before as perceived deadlines approached. An announcement would come just as current frontrunner for the Democratic nomination Hillary Clinton appears before a House committee charged with investigating the attacks on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, more than 3 years ago. A bus explosion has killed at least 11 people in Pakistan's Quetta city on Monday night. 22 others were injured. The police said a timed device was fixed inside a passenger bus. The bus was carrying around 40 passengers when the explosion occurred. 8 of the injured are in critical condition. Hundreds of South Koreans are now gathering in the country's eastern coastal city of Sokcho to prepare for a long-awaited reunion with family members from North Korea. The first group of 393 South Koreans, including the divided families and their companions, as most of them are in their 80s and 90s, will cross the inter-Korean land border into the Mount Kumgang Resort by bus on Tuesday morning. Later in the afternoon, they will have a meeting with their long-lost relatives. A group of 255 South Koreans will participate in the second round of reunions starting from Saturday. The Czech Republic on Monday unveiled a powerful laser research center. The ELI Beamlines Laser Center is situated in Dolní Břežní and will be fully operational in 2018. The facility will offer scientists the most powerful laser in the world. It is expected to greatly advance space and cancer research. The EU will fund most of the center's construction cost, which totals $286 million. The center's laser systems are manufactured overseas and will be transported there next year. The center employs nearly 300 staff, including foreign researchers from China, the U.S., France, Italy, Germany, India, and Canada. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.